Hey guys, welcome back to the Amber May Show. I am very excited about my next guest. She is the sweetest lady ever. We met about a month ago, and you probably already recognize her, April Moss. She was on Project Veritas as a whistleblower for a CBS affiliate in Michigan. So we're going to talk about mainstream media. We're going to talk about her new show that came out, and we're also going to there's also something you may not know about April Moss. Yeah, she's a full-time mom. And she homeschools. So we're going to talk about that also on the program. But before we get started, hey, I just launched a brand new website. I want you to check it out. Visit theambermayshow.com. It's amazing. It's beautiful. Thanks to Jaw Dropping Design. That's JAWDD.com. Jaw Dropping Design. So if you need websites, logos, anything graphic art, go to a Patriot. Don't just spend your money at GoDaddy. Go to a Patriot that can help you. And the link will be in the description. Everything I tell you about on the show will be on the in the description, so check that out. I am partnering with businesses to save you money. So like MyPillow.com, they were canceled out of all the big box stores. They're not even on TV anymore, because they won't allow them to be on TV. So Mike Lindell is giving you the savings, and right now you could get a standard MyPillow for $19.98 with promo code Amber. Or if you want a queen size, just a few dollars more, $24.98, or a king, $29.98. So visit mypillow.com, use promo code Amber to save on the phone. Get the pillow now. It's this price. It's the lowest price it's ever been. And I don't know how long the price is going to be. But also, we're getting in that time of season where things are getting colder and people are going to start sniffling and sneezing. You need to go check out drstellamd.com. Go get the COVID bites, or at least set up a telemed appointment and you can get ivermectin. Now, the cool thing is she has pharmacies that will fill that, but I also on my website under resources have pharmacies, at least in Arizona so far, and I want all you patriots to help me expand my resource page. But go to drstellamd.com, use promo code Amber May, and save yourself money getting your COVID bites or giving your ivermectin. Without further ado, my friend April Moss, thank you so much for being on the program. I really appreciate your time.
Amber, thanks so much for inviting me. It's so much fun to be here with you today.
Yes. So we were talking earlier about Project Veritas and whistleblowers. You had one on your show. Hopefully I can get her on mine. So, but tell me the experience, because there's still people out there listening to mainstream media. And the thing is, I really respect you a lot because you did a brave thing. Carrie Lake in Phoenix did a brave thing by coming out and saying, I can't lie to people anymore. And that's a really brave thing to do because that affected her income, that affected everything about her life. And then you did the same thing. You stepped out in faith. You did something dangerous where some people right now in their industries aren't willing to do the right thing, so to speak, and come out and say, no, this isn't right, or I can't do this anymore, and then leave your job. You did something extremely brave, and I hope that more reporters will be like you. But explain to my listeners, like, what is really going on in the newsroom? Are they really telling us the truth? Can we trust their information?
Yeah, that's a great question, Amber. And I will say that Carrie Lake's video that she posted in October of 2020, when it came out, I literally was crying watching it because I said to my husband, I pulled him aside. I was like, look, this is exactly how I feel. And I was so relieved that she came forward and shared her heart to say, that she didn't think that there was objective journalism happening and she didn't like the direction that the way that the news was going. And I was having those same sentiments. And I'll tell you that the reason why we have such a divide right now in our country is because you have people who are watching mainstream media with only one narrative being projected. We've completely abandoned objective journalism. Well, why has that happened? I will tell you, it's because these affiliate TV stations are getting direct orders from their corporate headquarters. So in my case, I was at the CBS Detroit affiliate, and we were getting internal emails from CBS New York for, months stating that they were going to get behind Black Lives Matter, that they were going to promote far left agendas. And so in all of the internal emails and the way that they wanted the company to be run, it was to completely align with the very far left narrative, very progressive, very LGBTQ plus, everybody, has to be all inclusive. except if you go against their narrative, right? They're not inclusive of you then. And so the reason why I think we have this problem is, one, it's being controlled from the top down. And as many people know, all of the mainstream media channels that typically you watch, NBC, ABC, CBS, Fox, they are conglomerations. We have six large media conglomerations. And although those CEOs are white men, you also have above the CEOs, people in the shadows that you'll never know their name, but they are the ones that control that entity through the amount of shares that they own. So it's not, I think people need to understand that, you know, it used to be 20 years ago, if somebody like myself, like blew the whistle on the network on CBS, you'd have all the other local stations, you know, clamoring after me to try to get an interview with me, right? Because they want to expose, you know, their competitor. It's not like that anymore. Nobody, there was one station, local station in Detroit, that contacted me for comment and wanted to hear my story. So I was really shocked by that, because that just tells you exactly where the news is today, is that they would rather nobody shatter their far left narrative than actually, you know, jumping on a really big story. And so, you know, and another thing to note is that most conservative journalists that I know across the country, we are the minority in the newsroom. So there's one or two conservatives in the entire station, and the rest would say that they would align with, you know, a liberal mindset or vote for a Democratic, you know, official. So if you think about that, you have 90% of your newsroom, they all are thinking the same way. And if you have the token one or two conservatives that just say, well, hey, wait a second, guys, let's bring this more objective, or let's think about this, you literally are labeled as like this crazy person, because they truly believe the news that they put out. And that's what I've been speaking recently as I've been joining different podcasts and shows, is that a lot of people ask me, well, why did you lie to us for so many years? You know, that's great that you came out, but you've lied to us for years. And I thought, and I try to explain, listen, number one, I was a meteorologist, so I was doing the weather. Okay. I'm not lying about anything. Secondly, when you're the only conservative in the newsroom and you're trying to keep things more objective, you know, you're one little voice in a sea of other people who don't see things the same way you see them. And so it is that kind of like struggle within the newsroom, I think, to keep things objective. But also you have people who truly don't believe that they're lying to anyone. They believe that the vaccine is the only way to cure yourself from COVID. I mean, they truly believe it. And so I just want to make that clear, is that, you know, if you're a praying person, you should pray for more journalists to wake up. And I would say that I think one of the two main reasons why I was able to wake up is, one, I am not a TV person. I actually never watch TV. I know that sounds shocking to a lot of people, but I really don't like TV that much. And a lot of people who are in the newsrooms across America, the difference is they're obsessed with it. They, you know, the ones who are the producers, they're watching every news outlet to see what is the news, what is that station doing? What is that? That's all they're consuming. And for me as a mom, I was like, you know what? I really don't want to like fill my mind with all of that, because 90% of it was just negativity. Mm-hmm. And I had more important things to do, like raising my kids. So I would go and do my job as a meteorologist and a show host, and then, you know, really be involved with my kids. And I think that that's one of the reasons why it was easy for me to spot what was going on.
You know, Tucker Carlson, I think, is the same way. I don't think he watches a lot of TV. I don't even think he has one in his house, per se.
Oh, really?
And then I think I heard him say that. And so it was just like, how does he know so much then if he's not watching TV? Because I interned, because I, you know, broadcast journalism, and you had to intern. And so I interned at Fox 10. And so what you're talking about is true for people that don't realize. You have a whole wall of nothing but screens of different news organizations across America, and especially in your hometown, because you don't want the other affiliate to get the jump on a story, and you're just like looking like an idiot because everyone else is talking about this on the 5 o'clock news and not you. So there's a whole entire wall dedicating them and nothing but other programs, other news outlets. And so what you're talking about is actually really, really true. So I commend you for not being in indoctrinated in tell a vision. So proud of you for that. But you sell yourself a little short because yes, you were a meteorologist, but you also had a show that you would fill in for or do on weekends. Want to tell us about that? Because that also is, if I understand you correctly from, our talks and then what I saw on Project Veritas, I think it was some of those too that they would, that kind of opened your eyes to like, why can't I talk about that? This is news. This is from a good source. Why? So if you want to talk about that a little bit.
That's a great point, and thank you for bringing that up. So I was the host, fill-in host for a show called Community Connect, which aired on Saturday mornings in Detroit. And it really, the focus of it was to really shed light on the great things that were happening across mainly the city of Detroit. However, pretty much the whole Metro Detroit region. But here's the problem. When 2020 hit, it went from let's do a spotlight on the great things to let's bring on Governor Gretchen Whitmer's political people, basically. And I kind of felt like, first of all, I mean, we had Gretchen Whitmer on the show. I was not the host that day that interviewed her. But the thing about it is that the media is not supposed to be the PR arm of any political candidate. It's one thing if you know, a political candidate is running for office and you're going to say like, hey, listen, what are your things that you're running on? That's giving information to the people. But if you're going to have Gretchen Whitmer on the show and she's going to be, by the way, she's locked down your state. People who are business owners that were prevented from opening their businesses to be able to work and provide for their families, then you're going to bring Whitmer on. And the question you're going to ask her is, your job must be so stressful. What do you do to de-stress and things like that? And I just thought to myself, I was angry. I was like, you've got to be kidding me. And then just to bring it more like perspective of like what happened with me, the particular day that I was brought on to host the show, it was during International Women's Month. And so I had said, well, they had asked me, hey, do you have any great ideas for guests for us to bring on the show, inspirational women? And I said, well, yeah, let's bring on Candace Owens because I thought she's great. And hey, guess what? I haven't seen a conservative person on this channel yet. They kept bringing on Democrats. And so that was shot down immediately. And I was told that she's too political. And so we can't bring her on. And I was like, I was upset about that. And then I thought, okay, well, so what did they end up doing? They ended up scheduling, mind you, Candace Owens is too political, but guess who's not too political? Joni Khaldun, who is a African American woman who is a doctor, and she worked under the Obama administration in Baltimore, then was brought into Whitmer's cabinet and was in charge of rolling out the vaccine dosaging in the very beginning. And so they wanted me to bring her on and ask her who inspires her, how did she get to where she is today? All these softball questions. And at this point, my blood's boiling because I had already watched the Whitmer thing. And I thought, no, you know what? I'm not going to have my name on something. People deserve answers here in Detroit because we got hit the one of the hardest places where we got hit. The people of Detroit did. And so we owe it to them. And this is a show that's really catered to them. We need to be able to give them actual real facts and so they can make informed, educated decisions. And so when I said to when we were planning out the script and everything, I knew it that if I asked permission, that it was going to get shot down. So I had decided in my heart, I am going to ask the hard questions and ask for forgiveness later. So,
Bravo, April. Way to go. That's my girl right there.
I mean,
Yes.
it's like, yeah, I had to. And I was like, and you know what? If they never ask me to be a host on the show again, Fine. That's good because this stresses me out, like even being part of this and not being able to put forth, truthful content. So and here's the other thing. It's the job of the media to provide value to people's
Right.
lives. In my mind, like if I'm going to do a story, I'm going to bring you a story that adds value that could help you in some way. I'm not
Correct.
going to just waste your time and have you stare at the TV and then you're no better off afterwards. So that's basically what they wanted me to do as a fluff piece. Well, right as we went to tape this thing, I asked the producer, I said, "Hey, what B-roll are you going to air? What is the video montage that you're going to be playing while I ask her these questions about who inspires her?" And the producer said, "Oh, well, actually, we're going to show pictures of her at the hospital where she's getting the vaccine." Now, here's another area where I was like, my blood's boiling because I'm thinking, wait a second, you want to put forth video of her getting the vaccination, but nowhere in the script did you want me to ask questions about these vaccines. And yet she's in charge of the vaccine rollout program, but I'm not supposed to ask her questions about this. I mean, what that does, Amber, is tells everybody, look, it's safe. Here's this doctor, and she's getting it too. And so should you, right? It's just another propaganda machine. So I just did, they started playing the B-roll, and I thought, perfect, because guess what? If they want to get mad at me, I can just say, well, you guys were the ones that picked to roll the B-roll of her getting the shot. It was a perfectly well-placed question. So I just feel like God was with me in that he was aligning that up perfectly. And so, yes, I asked her that question. I said, can you tell me, Dr. Khaldun, about the safety and efficacy of the long-term studies of this vaccine? And she gave me a canned response of, oh, absolutely, in clinical trials, it's been shown that the vaccine has prevented hospitalizations. And I looked at her and I thought, I can't believe you're lying right to my face. And I said, do you want to clarify your stance on that? Because we know that people who have gotten the jab have had adverse reactions and have been hospitalized. I mean, this is when the program first opened up, and I knew this already. And so I'm just telling you that, like, the amount of just a deception, that was coming across was nauseating to me. So that's basically where one of the main things that happened. And then of course there was the other story where I interviewed Gail King and asked her about how does she stay objective in reporting news and in the day and age where we hear so much about fake news. And she very arrogantly said, oh, well, April, when I hear people say fake news, I never think they're talking about us at CBS. And
Okay.
I
All
literally
right.
couldn't believe she said that because I'm thinking,
Wow.
wait, I know at least four stories off the top of my head that were completely fake that CBS New York did. And here's the problem, Amber, is like, if they put forth a fake news story, even if they have the decency to retract or say, oh, I'm sorry, hey, I'm sorry, like we've misreported on that, the damage is done because
Right.
the audience has already seen it. They're already thinking that, okay, yep, this is legit. And so the retraction does nothing because it's like you tell a lie so many times, people begin to believe it. And then when you say, well, never mind, that really didn't happen, they're still thinking, well, wait a second, but you've told me for so long that that's true. It's got to be true. So.
Yeah, that's the thing. If you tell a lie long enough, people will believe it as true. And you're so correct on that. And you and I both interviewed Dr. Peter McCullough. And now that
Yes.
I would like to get him back on the show because I want to get his perspective, because I heard him in
Yeah.
Phoenix come
Yeah.
and talk, and he said he's totally against the shot because he's like, it's not working. And the adverse effects are just amazingly like astronomical. He's like, I just don't understand why they're not pulling the shot. And now mother to mother, and
Yep.
also, me and you are now, we get off, we're trying to get the news out, right, to
Yes.
audience because we know that mainstream media is not doing it,
Yes.
broadcaster to broadcaster. So it's like I'm angry because now they're gonna have 5-year-olds, up to 5-year-olds take this shot. And
Yeah.
I can't imagine the worst thing a parent can ever go through is the loss of their child. That's the ultimate. That is the ultimate.
Yeah.
And I'm scared because mainstream media, the people that are too busy too busy going to the day-to-day job, going to the, and you know what it's like. I mean, we all know what it's like. They hear the news on Facebook, or they'll watch it on mainstream still, and those are the people that are going to get lied to about, oh, it's safe and effective for your kid. It's
Yeah,
actually really
because it has the
dangerous.
rubber stamp approval of the FDA, and
That's right.
that's the problem is I actually just interviewed Dr. McCullough this week about the latest findings of the trials for the 12 to 17 year old range. And what Dr. McCullough said was that as they're watching what's happening to adolescents, specifically males 12 to 17 years old, they are coming down with cases of myocarditis and pericarditis. And what the reason why that's so important for to note about the approval for 5 to 11 year olds is that myocarditis is like a lifelong injury. You have, inflammation of the heart valves. And so that's something that a 15-year-old boy passed away just last week while he was swimming. And they didn't know that he had myocarditis, but he had had his second Pfizer shot. And so here's the thing is that now that the FDA, which by the way, only a month ago, they were the panel, the advisory panel was all saying, like, no, like, this isn't good for children. We don't have enough evidence. We don't have enough scientific facts that this is safe. And what happened in 1 month, they reversed course and said, yep, no, this is a good idea. We should definitely do it. And then CDC Director Rochelle Walensky gives her endorsement on it. This is after 140,000 people submitted reasons why they should not be authorizing this. The point is, we cannot trust the FDA. We cannot trust the CDC. And so parents who unfortunately are incredibly misinformed because of the mainstream media perpetuating lies every night, we're in this great divide where the people who are trying to tell the truth are being demonized as the misinformation, people. And it's a very dangerous thing because, as you know, as many of your audience knows, the doctors who are speaking the truth are losing their jobs. They're getting lawsuits, filed against them, not because they've done anything wrong, but because they're trying to save lives. And we're in this time of extreme. You know what's scary, Amber, is that this past week I was reading to my boys. They're reading The Hiding Place by Corrie Ten Boom. Have you ever read that book? Or okay, so that's a great book for all parents. Now, even if you're not a parent, you should read that book because it's her life story. And she, Corrie Ten Boom, her family was actually involved in hiding the Jews within their home during the occupation of the German soldiers had come into Holland. And so she gives her experience of what life was like. But here's the scary part. We're on chapter 5, and I'm reading it, and I have twin boys that are 15, and I have my 13-year-old, and I'm reading it out loud to everybody at nighttime. It's kind of one of our traditions we do. And here's what happens in the book, that they were walking one day, and she said, one night, they heard these booms, these loud booms, these almost like a bomb going off. And the very next day, all of a sudden, German soldiers started coming into the town. And she said, we knew it was weird because in the very beginning, when the Germans came in, she said, we saw German soldiers everywhere, but nothing really changed. And she said, we still had food in our stores, but we were given ration cards that we could get free food. It was all the same things that they're beginning to implement here.
Here.
And then in time, over a course of 1 year, it went from life was still normal, even though the Germans were there, to all of a sudden you couldn't get food. They couldn't get sugar. They couldn't get all kinds of things. And then on top of it, people who lived in their houses, the Jews, were just going missing. They didn't know, nobody knew where they went to. They were just disappearing. And so, and signs were on the doors saying no Jews allowed. Well, what are we seeing now today? Medical apartheid. We're seeing, if you're unvaxxed, you can't come in. Or, oh, if you have the vaccine, you're allowed to come in unmasked. But if you're unvaccinated, you have to have a mask on to come in. It's just another yellow star, right? I mean,
That's
this
exactly
is,
what it is. Yes,
yeah.
100%.
Yeah. And so my kids are like, I'm reading this to them, and all three of them are like, their ears perked up, and they were like, Mom, this is what's going on right now. And I said, I know, it's already here. And so I think, Amber, like my frustration, I'm sure your frustration, there's still a large portion of the population that doesn't quite understand what's happening right now. They
True.
don't realize that our country is being taken over.
And Lee Dundas did a beautiful job explaining that. And I encourage everyone to go to timetofreeamerica.com and get your tickets for the
Yes.
Reawaken tour, because she did a beautiful job taking what you just described and putting it in our terms today. And she said that we're at phase four and there's only up to phase five. And so that's a pretty freaking scary place to be at
Yes.
stage four. But everything that you just said, I have been watching that happen. I'm like, man, this is like a repeat of World War II.
Yep.
Obviously, we didn't learn enough from the first time that we think we got to go through it now, which it's like, okay,
I
that's a little
know.
freaky. The only thing that
Yes.
keeps me grounded is God, really, because
Yeah.
it's too big for me to handle. And what I'm
Yeah.
encouraging my clients to do, not my clients, my audience to do, my clients, that's funny. My audience to do is, I really think we're going to win this. I don't know how far it's going to get before we win. I really, in my heart, feel like we're going to win. But if people don't do what they're called to do right now, for me, God called me. He saw, so I was a broadcaster before, in radio. I wanted to go on TV, and then I interned at a radio station. Like, screw TV. This is way more fun. I gotta meet celebrities and talk and do all kinds of stuff, right? It was because you know how the newsroom is. It's very like, I don't know, how do you describe the newsroom? It's like, it's very matter of fact to me. It's very like, at least the one I went to was like, there was no fun. I mean,
No,
here and there,
it's
there's like
work, work,
people.
work, 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 no fun.
Yes, right. Then I entered at the radio station. I'm like, screw the TV. I'm all about radio. And so I did that for years and I had a great successful show. And then I finally had kids, I had infertility, and I quit my job because I couldn't leave my daughter in daycare after all the trouble I had just to get her. And it broke my heart because I knew since I was small, calling out three or four, I had a calling to be a broadcaster. I just knew it. And God told me, my dad's last sermon, it was in May. He's like, pick up your mic. That's all he said to me. Pick up your mic. And I'm like, that's a little weird. I said, God, I'm thinking, God, I don't have an audience anymore. It's been at least 9, 9, 10 years since I've had a show. I'm like, what, who am I gonna broadcast to? And like, I'm just, when God calls you, you kind of feel inadequate. And that's how I was feeling. I was feeling inadequate. But I did it. I did it in obedience. And my point is, if there's a calling in your life right now where maybe you're supposed to take over your industry as a school teacher or a parent at the school board, or you know about supply lines, whatever that is, or you're retired police and military, get down to the border. If God's like yanking on your chain to do something, do it, because I think that's the only way we're going to fail is if we just say, no, I'm not good enough because I didn't feel good enough. But now look who I have on my show. I have freaking April Moss on my show. I mean, I say yes, and all these amazing people come on my show. Why? Because I'm standing in obedience with God, and God's opening doors like crazy. So if I
It.
can have April Moss on my show, whatever you're called to do, you're going to do it too, and God's going to bless you with that. Now, I want to
True.
congratulate you, April, because you landed right back on your feet. You did something brave, and you talk about the doctors not standing up because they're afraid of losing their job, but you did something brave and you're like, no, I'm not gonna lie to people anymore. And yes, it cost you your job, but you know what? You landed on your feet. Now you have a great platform that gives you free speech to ask the hard questions. Tell us about
So
your
true.
show. I'm so proud. I saw it. I was clicking. I'm like, what? She didn't tell me she's on this network. I'm like, same one as Steve Bannon. I'm like, way to go, April. I was so happy for you.
Oh,
So tell us about it.
thank you. I feel so like humbled and honored. I never in a million years, if you had said this is what your life's going to look like, I mean, I wouldn't have, I just, it wouldn't have been comprehensible. It's amazing. Real America's Voice is a great network. They do not censor. We are, an up and coming network, and I encourage all of your listeners to move on over and start supporting Real America's Voice. You can watch them online. You can watch them on multiple different channels on your smart TV. Just go to americasvoice.news and you'll be able to find all of our programming. I'm a correspondent for them, so I'm blessed to be able to do my independent journalism and be able to share that on Real America's Voice. And I'm working on, it's almost done. I've got two, probably three more days of editing, but we are about to launch in the next couple of days a groundbreaking story of two whistleblower doctors who have been so brave to come forward and share their story about the horrible things that their hospital system was doing. And so that is encouraging to me, Amber, because that's what we've been waiting for. We've had nurses come forward, but we haven't had doctors who have actually stayed through some of this horrible things that have gone on. America's frontline doctors are amazing, right? They got censored right away and they're forming their own platform. Then you have the doctors who are aligned with our thinking. They're aware of what's going on, but they stayed in their hospitals after the hospitals were told to no longer prescribe life-saving medication. And they're telling their stories about it now. And I'm really grateful. So yeah, stay tuned to my channels for when we're going to start announcing and revealing that. So going to be a really big thing. Probably next week is when it'll officially air. And then I'm trying to think of what else. Doing my Face the Facts show has been amazing. As you said, that to have that freedom to be able to bring stories to light that mainstream media won't even touch or cover, it's you can't even put a price tag on that, to be able to just share truth with people and help them. And I'm very, very passionate about helping other parents be equipped to be able to make the right decisions for their children's education. So I'm actually hosting a homeschool 101 webinar tomorrow morning, and it's not too late to sign up. We still have spaces available. If anybody wants to join, just go to www.freedomtravelalliance.com/webinars. And I've posted that on my, Freedom
Freedom
Travel
Travel
Alliance.
Alliance. You're doing it with her?
So
I
she's
want to have her
so
on my show.
yes, Susan, she's
Susan,
amazing.
yeah.
So Susan is hosting the webinar, and I'm going to be on there talking to people about every single topic, how to homeschool, differences in learning between boys versus girls, how to schedule your day, how to pick the right curriculum. I'm going to share my favorite curriculum choices, legal help, and answering questions about, well, what do I do? How do I pull my kids out of school? What do I do? I'm going to give you all those resources. So I really hope that your listeners will be able to join me. I'm offering two sessions. The first one is tomorrow morning, Friday, November 5th at 11 a.m., and then Sunday, November 7th at 7 p.m. These are Eastern Standard Time. And I'll be able to meet with you and answer questions, because that's really the next big thing too, Amber, is that parents are recognizing that they haven't really paid attention to what their kids are being taught. And that by the time they get to be 18 years old, they're like, I don't even know why my kid doesn't think the way that I think, or why are they Biden supporters and we're all Trump supporters? It's because they've been indoctrinated for years into the public school system. So yeah, I'd love to be able to share what little knowledge I have just in my own experience of homeschooling my boys for the last 7 years.
What's that website for the seminar, the webinar thing?
Yeah, it's www.freedomtravelalliance.com/webinars, plural, webinars. And I have it linked on my Facebook page at April Moss TV. And then it's also on Instagram, Telegram. So there's a link. You have to go there, click on the link and sign up so that you can get access. But either Friday or Sunday, come join me because I'm really, really excited to share my knowledge and resources with everyone.
That is so cool. I didn't know she was doing stuff like that. I think that is amazing. And just a little bit of information out there from my listeners who are like, who's Travel Freedom Alliance? It's this lady who's amazing. She had an issue. She couldn't have the mask on. Her son couldn't have the mask on. And you know what she did? She solved the problem by starting her own private airlines. And anyone can take advantage of that. It's brilliant. I'd love to have her on the show. I know April had her on the show, right? Didn't she have her on the show?
She's amazing. So just to give everyone a quick recap, she founded Freedom Travel Alliance. And it's a membership program. So you would pay into it, but basically there's no restrictions. You don't have to wear a mask. You don't have to get tested, and you'd be traveling with like-minded people. And so they actually help you. You would say, you know, hey, I'm planning this family vacation to Florida. You know, there's going to be six of us flying. And then she would say, oh, okay. Yeah. Well, we have a plane that can fly you there on this day. And hey, do you want to go with other people? And that would be cheaper. So they work it all out for you, but it's basically, if you don't want to deal with the hassle of TSA and dealing with like just all, you know, it's exhausting going to the airport. So it kind of gives you a little bit of a bougie experience of, you know, private charter travel. But I will say that it's exciting because they are getting donors and people that are going to financially back this so they can purchase their own airplanes, which is huge. So, and a lot of pilots from these other airlines who lost their jobs because of the vax mandates are coming over to Freedom Travel Alliance. So it's so exciting.
That's what I'm trying to tell you guys. Take that industry that God has put on your heart. Take it because you can be like Susan. You can be like April. You can be like me and take control. Now, April, how do you homeschool? Okay. You're a business. Yes. You were a CBS affiliate. Okay. You're working full time. Yes. I imagine your husband's working full time. So tell my audience when they're in that boat too, and they don't like the school, how do you make it work? How do I homeschool and I'm working? How do you do that?
So that's a great question. So I'll be honest with you. We have a lot of help. My husband is self-employed, so he is able to, and it depends on your ages of your kids. So I always worked part-time so that we could do that. So I was home with the kids Monday through Friday, and then I'd go into the station on the weekends and do that. Now, since I blew the whistle on CBS, now I'm the one working pretty much Monday through Friday, just trying to be honest, Amber, people are coming out of the woodworks constantly and saying, please pick up my story, this story, that story. And so I'm busy doing that. My husband, because he is self-employed and because our boys are a little bit older, we're able to, you know, have their outline of their curriculum and their books, and they know what they need to do. And then my husband will teach them a math lesson if they need, you know, greater help. We're also part of a homeschool co-op that helps a lot too. And so they go to community days one day a week where they're with other kids and other tutors. And there's so many different ways you can homeschool. It does not have to be the way that you're thinking that a traditional public school is. First of all, that's the first thing you have to know is that to give your kids a great education is not about having them sit there for 6 hours straight, you know, in front of books. You know, I put my kids to work. So they have about 3 to 4 hours of actual core work that they have to do. Once that's done, they are in charge of dishes, laundry, vacuuming, cleaning. I mean, anything.
Can your mowing, kids come over to my house? Know? I can use that.
Yeah. Mowing the lawn. I mean, they do it all. And then my older boys go to work with my husband. He's a contractor. So yesterday they were installing drywall and learning how to mud and tape. They build decks with him. So they're learning life skills. And, you know, really kids shouldn't really be sitting there, you know, doing nothing. If you have a kid who gets done with their schoolwork super quickly, like my 13-year-old, he's just a great student. He's just very motivated. He gets it done in like 1 hour. And I'm like, oh my goodness, what am I going to do with you for the rest of the day? So I try to keep him busy with like playing piano. So he has his piano lessons that he does and other things. So these are all resources I'm going to share with parents of like, here's how you even homeschool if you are working part-time or whatever. Obviously, if you've got little kids, you can't work full-time both parents. Somebody's got to help out, but there's a lot of great hybrid programs that are available across the country, where, it's like a 2-day in-class learning and then 3 days a week the kids are home. So there's so many different options.
And I'm thinking maybe even on weekends, if parents are working during the week and they really want to get their kid out of public school, I mean, couldn't they turn the weekend into a class where they
Oh,
teach on
definitely.
weekends? Yeah,
Yeah,
so.
I mean, you can do any way you want. I mean, there was a period of time, and your lifestyle changes a lot too,
True.
depending on what age your kids are. And so there was a period of time where for our family, when you know what, it was when my youngest son was born and he was a newborn. And so I was up all hours of the night. I was exhausted. I needed to sleep during the day. So when my baby would sleep, I would sleep too to catch up on sleep. And my older boys, I would just not school them until like 4 p.m. when my husband came home from work. And then I'd be like, all right, guys, let's get our books out. And so it what I'm saying is like we have to like take some of that pressure off of ourselves of like, oh no, the kids should have been done with school already. Well, you know what? It every family's different. And I will tell you too that last year I was finishing up my atmospheric sciences degree with Penn State, and it was a little too much for me to do the college classes and teach the kids full time and then work on the weekends. So we decided to put our kids in private school in the fall of 2019. So when 2020 hit and coronavirus hit, then our boys were sent home from the school. Well, the interesting thing about that is that this was the first time our boys had been in school. And as a homeschool mom, I was a little bit nervous, like, oh gosh, are they? I hope that I've been doing a good enough job, and I hope they're going to be on par with where other kids are. I'm going to just reassure everyone, and I'm not saying this because I'm such a great homeschool parent. I'm telling you this because if I can do it, anybody can do it. My kids were at the top of their class academically, and both of my sons won scholarships for their writing
Wow,
efforts.
congratulations. That's
Yeah.
huge.
Yep. So I just want to say, if you have the right curriculum, no matter how crazy your life can be, you can do it and your kids will be great. And I think that fear keeps a lot of parents more than anything from doing it. And so just don't be afraid.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it's the fear that stops a lot of people from pursuing that, and it can be any way you see fit. I love that. I love what you said. Congratulations for your boys. So I
Thanks.
wanted to invite anyone who's listening to join us on Telegram at AZ Super Moms. Anyone can join. It just started by Super Moms, but anyone's
Yes.
welcome. As long as you love America, love Arizona, you're welcome to join, even if you're from out of state, as long as you like
Can I
Arizona.
be an honorary member?
You totally can. Anyone's welcome to join. It's just a really great place for like-minded people just to partner together and talk about how they can, better our country and what things they can get involved in. So join us at AZ Super Moms. Also, hey, if you're a business owner and you could really use some extra money, the federal government set aside money just for you. And I want you to call my friends and or text them or email. I think that the link's in the description. It's Tax Incentive Agency, and they can help you get the money that the government already set aside for you. They helped one restaurant owner get $134,000 in money that would just went unclaimed because they're not claiming the money. So go ahead and contact my friends at Tax Incentive Agency and click the link below. Always remember Mike Lindell, and we got to support him with mypillow.com. Use promo code Amber, save up to 66% off. Get that My Standard pillow right now, it's super cheap. And drstellamd.com, promo code Amber, May one word. Thank you so much, April. And I'll have some of that stuff in the description of what we talked about with the Freedom Travel Alliance, that webinar. And
Yep.
I'll put a link to your show so
Thank
that
you
they
so
can catch
much.
you, especially when that doctor comes. You'll have to text me and let me know when that show airs because I
I
definitely want to see
absolutely
that.
will.
Cool.
Yes, I will do that. Thank you so much, Amber. It was such a pleasure to join you and your audience tonight. Really appreciate you.
Whatever is no, whatever is not right, whatever is true, think on these things and fight like a domestic terrorist. Have a great day.
I love it. Bye-bye.